Triss was pleasantly surprised when they consulted her as to who should go and who would stay behind to protect the abbey. Skerrim was chosen to stay with the home guard, as was Girdle Sprink, and all the shrews who had arrived with Mimsy and Gulliff, most of whom had families. The rest would be Redwallers, those too young or old to travel and possibly fight. Triss suggested that they leave at least one more capable warrior behind to assist Skerrim and Girdle. They decided it would be one of the four otters. Shog, Kruver, Churk and Rumbole drew lots, and it fell to the sea otter. Kruver was slightly disappointed, but he made light of it.
Ha! It'll be easy enough defending the wall tops, mates. But who's going to defend the kitchens against old Skerrim?
Formal and his crew were out on the path, having just finished burying the slain vermin and cleaning the oatmeal from the gateway. He touched a heavy digging claw to his snout as the tracking party emerged from the abbey.
Good luck to you, Zers and Marms. You be careful and watch out for vermin villains.
The remaining Redwallers flocked to the west wall top as Skipper, Logalog, Triss and Sagax led off their crew at high noon. Gowsim Shrews formed the main body, followed by the three otters, Mokug, and a half-dozen abbey dwellers. The abbot stood on the wall top with Skerrim and Kruver, waving and calling goodbyes. The hare bellowed down to the trackers.
Give 'em blood and vinegar, chaps, and don't let that Sagax too near the blinking supplies. Badgers are born hogs, you know.
Triss threw a salute to the abbot.
Don't worry, father. I'll bring Martin's sword back safe and sound.
Apodemus smiled fondly at her.
I'm sure you will, my child.
Shog and Kruver had become close friends. The sea otter shouted down to Shog.
I'll tell Friar Gooch to make some shrimp and hot root soup to share with you on your return, mate.
Shog grinned from ear to ear.
You're a good un, matey. I look forward to that. We'll scoff it together.
Formold and his crew were still out on the path. They watched until the last creature disappeared into the woodlands. Then Skerrim began exercising his authority from above.
Attention now! All mole types will come inside and lock the gates. Quick as you like now, jump to it!
Skerrim saluted Kruver with a fine military flourish.
Got to keep those wallers on the move, you know what?
The otter, still staring at the small dust cloud the party had left on the path, agreed absent-mindedly.
What? Oh, aye. Right, mate. Keep on the move.
Ripper the Sea Rat and Tazzin found themselves in the vanguard of the vermin as they marched through the quiet, sun-shafted woodlands. Without turning his eyes, Ripper nodded backward.
I'll wager that Princess Curda is well protected.
Tazzin took a quick peek